Hi. Thanks for clicking on this file. I want to talk to you about something very special to me. Something hot, something sexy, something that, in my experience, doesn't get talked about a lot. And that surprises me, that people don't talk about it. It's something that most people like, that most people want, that most people love. Maybe they don't want to talk about it. Maybe they just prefer doing it. I'm here today to talk to you about blowjobs, head, fellatio, sucking dick, whatever the term, that's the topic. But well, here's the thing. I hear that a lot of girls say they don't like doing it, that it's so gross, that it's disgusting, that it's degrading, that it's all about him. Well, they're lying. They're either too scared to try, or they're not doing it right, or they're listening to the wrong people. That's why I'm here. I'm here to tell you that it's not gross, it's not disgusting, it's not degrading. Well, not unless you want it to be. It's fun. It's powerful. It's sensual. It's something that can be all those things and more. And here's the best part. It's never, ever all about him. If anything, and this might fit into the idea that lots of girls haven't been doing it right, what I'm about to talk to you about is all about the girl and the guy. With the right level of desire and application, this could really change your life. Yeah. It could change your life. I know it might sound melodramatic, but it's true. It certainly changed my life and a whole load of guys' lives too. Oh, I'm not bragging. I'm not saying that I've blown a load of guys. Well, I have blown a load of guys, but well, what I'm saying is that when done right, a blowjob can be life-changing, mind-blowing for him and for her. I know what you're thinking. He gets all the pleasure, he gets his dick sucked, he gets off, gets to come, right? Well, the last parts are true. He does get his dick sucked, he does get to come. But gets all the pleasure? Not with me. Never. I mean, he gets all of that and so much more. But all the pleasure? Listen, I'm a giving girl. A loving girl. I like to please a guy and be there for him, but not exclusively. Not in a submissive, owned way. I like things to be mutual, equal, fair, and with blowjobs, the feeling, the desire, and the need, it's there for us both, and I'm going to tell you why. I guess I came into this quite late. I don't really know if giving your first blowjob at the age of 19 is late, really, but from what I hear, it can be seen that way. See, I was seeing a guy about the same age, and we had done stuff. Oh, you know, a fumble grope here, a rush hand job while my parents were in the next room there, and well, I wanted to give it a try. Oh, he didn't take much convincing. As soon as I suggested it, there he was, quick as a flash. Pants down, sat on my bed, already getting hard. I was pretty confident looking back. There were no prolonged nerves or discussion. None. Just sat down, cock out, with a sly grin on his face. Never want to break the mood. I got to work. Now, when I say I got to work, I don't mean that I finally unleashed my inner porn star and gave him the blowjob of all blowjobs. I mean, I sucked him. Sucked his cock. Not for long. He decided that by coming pretty quickly. But I sucked his cock. Plain and simple. Well, that's what I thought at the time. Oh, if you're wondering, I got off too that day. Not with him though. So, just after he left, which I'm sorry to say was also pretty quick. Yeah, as soon as he had come, all over my sweater and my hair actually, he made some lame ass excuse and left just like that. Gone. I got to thinking as he left, thinking about what a jerk he was at first. But then other thoughts started to creep in. New thoughts. Sexy thoughts. I had just sucked a cock. Me. Sucked a real cock. And I started to think of how it had been to suck that cock. How it had felt. How it had tasted. How it had grown. Almost too big. So I thought at the time. How it had twitched. And how right at the end. How it had swelled. Just before he had jerked it. And how it seemed to explode. Right from the tip. Like a horse. At first anyway. And before I knew what was happening, I came to. Hard, fast, urgent, all over my fingers. Fingers that my subconscious self had been rubbing away at my clit as I recall the events just past. So something awoke inside me that day. Something powerful. Something primal. Something intense. Oh, I've had orgasms before that day, and plenty of them. Mostly alone, mostly good. Or so I thought. This one, though, this one was different. Leg shaking, hips grinding, silently screaming. Different. I knew, just knew, from that day on, I've immersed myself in all the guys I've been with, in the deliciously obsessed world of kissing, licking, and sucking cock. And I love it. Just love it. Everything about it. Literally everything. The anticipation, the slowly built desire, the initial rush of excitement, the immersive, powerful surges of pleasure I'm giving and getting, and the finish, the release, the letting go of all those pent-up feelings, the orgasm, his orgasm, my orgasm. That's right, my orgasm. Over time, my experience, passion, and skill has built all out of proportion. I've molded myself into an expert cocksucker. I've developed myself into a position of power. Power to give and power to receive. The most wonderful, intense, explosive orgasms. I guess I would say with all conviction that I give the perfect blowjob. So, the perfect blowjob. How to give the perfect blowjob? Well, first of all, you need the desire. And let me be blunt here. Most importantly, it's the girl that needs the desire, the craving, the need to suck. With the guy, it's a given. He's gonna have all the desire for a blowjob already. They all do. But for the girl, you have to want it. And I mean, really want it. And I do. I do want it. Ever since that first encounter, it's virtually all I wanted. Experience, a few skills, and connection with the guy are all important. But without actually wanting to do it, to suck, to taste, to feel, well, without that, you're better off not starting at all. It's easy too, to initiate. All you have to do is get the guy hard. Yeah, sure. Sometimes it's not quite easy as that. But mostly, it is. I mean, any guy I'm with will tell you, I know what I want, and I'm going to get it. And he won't mind. Oh, he won't mind at all. All I have to do is to let him know that the time has come. It might be a glance, piercing, sexually charged, brief. It might be a light touch on his thigh, followed by a low, rumbling moan. It might be me licking my lips or my fingers seductively as I glance down his body. Or I might just say it right then, right there. Just tell him. Tell him that I want to suck his cock. Tell him to take off his fucking pants and feed me his big, thick animal dick. Pretty much anything can work. And believe me, they don't complain. Okay. So, he's ready. He's naked, usually. Fully naked isn't essential, though. As long as I have full access to his cock and, oh, great, his big full balls, we're good to go. Now, positioning can be crucial. Generally, I prefer the guy to sit. That way, I can really go to town and then keep eye contact going. But if he wants to stand, I don't usually force the issue. Mostly though, if we start with him stood before me, I've usually sat him down before the big finish. Eye contact. I'll get back to that. Right. He sat down. At this point, he's usually starting to breathe just that bit faster than normal. Anticipation, maybe. Desire? For sure. And I make fully sure that he can see how much I'm into this for him. My face flushed, eyes deep and wild with lust, and my voice slightly deeper than normal, telling him how good he looks, how big he looks. I quietly moan as I talk, all the while watching as his desire and his cock grows before me. I kneel in front of him, naked, all clothed. That doesn't matter. Not now. I slowly reach out with both hands and rest them on his legs, feeling him tense as I make this first contact. I gasp and smile as his cock twitches and his breath changes again. As my hands start to move, slowly still, up his legs and onto his stomach, I moan, lightly in appreciation of what I see. As I start to feel him squirm in his hips, I slowly start to lower my head towards him, making sure to keep that eye contact up all the way down. As I hear his now fully hard cock, I let out a light and brief whimper, just to see the look on his face as he sees me reach his cock and just lightly kiss it on the tip. It's his turn to gasp now, rapid and urgent, as he senses the pleasures to come. And then, as I keep my eyes locked firmly on his, I take his big, full cock all the way into my mouth, moaning my approval as he enters me. Tastes so fucking good. He feels so fucking good. Strong, hard, throbbing. I slowly start to suck on him, in and out, in and out, making sure to reach down and cup his full aching balls with my hand as I savor his cock. I keep up that slow, almost teasing pace until I sense that he's fully nowhere else to go. I grip his cock at the base and I slowly slip my lips up that thick, straining shaft. My mouth goes pop as I release, still holding his cock in the air, all strong and glistening from my sucking. I stare at him, more specifically at his throbbing dick, with a look of appreciation and awe. He always gives out a moan at this point, which turns louder as I move down and take one of his aching, tensing balls in my mouth. My hand slowly stroking up and down, up and down his cock, making sure to swirl my thumb around his swollen cock head as I apply just a little bit more pressure on sucking his balls. He loves this and lets me know by tensing his legs and his hips as I slurp and stroke away on him. Now, I have to be careful here. I've learned that this combination can be quite intense for the guy. And well, I don't want him to come just yet. I'm not quite there yet myself. And I've learned all the telltale signs that he's getting close and all the tricks to keep him there just long enough to let me catch up. eye returned to his cock now, still pulsating and rock hard, as I take him into my mouth. Holding him at the base, I push my tongue forward, down his shaft. He senses the change in pressure on his cock and tenses as I slowly go deeper. Eyes firmly fixed on his the whole way down. And as my throat is finally filled by his whole length, I wink seductively just to let him know that his cock and his pleasure is all mine. I have full control over him now. Him and his cock. Slowly, slowly, I start to rock my head back and forth, all the way down his solid bulging cock. At this point, he's not throat fucking me. I've always hated that term. It's me who's fucking him. Fucking his big hard dick with my mouth. I can sense he's nearly at the point of no return. And now, so am I. My sex starting to tingle, my face starting to flush, my legs starting to quiver. I know it won't take much to take myself to that special orgasmic state. A slight application of pressure right on my clit is all it usually takes. A finger, my foot, or toes, if I can reach them, just to the right angle as I'm sat. And sometimes, just sometimes, all I need to do is to tense my hips and ass, and I just come. Mostly though, my fingers best. I can apply just the right pressure at just the right time to come along with him. At that point, when I know he's about to come, I always, always use my hand too. I guess it's a personal thing, but I've always found I have more control if I use my hand. I stroke him. Not too fast, but certainly not teasingly slow either. I get a nice rhythm and pace going and stroke him right onto my tongue, keeping my eyes right on him every time. I moan as I stroke, rubbing his cock head onto my tongue as I reach around and move my hand towards my pussy. Waiting, yearning for that sweet, sweet moment that I know is coming. And then it happens. A gasp. His breath suddenly stops. His mouth opens. The silent scream. I moan my approval and concentrate my hand and tongue on his cock. I move my fingers to my clit, slowly applying just the right amount of pressure. His balls start to tighten and rise along with his hips. My pussy tightens as a wave starts to hit me. Deep down inside, he yells as the first stream of hot, sticky cum fires out of his twitching cock. My body tenses as my orgasm hits me hard, and I moan. Wildly now, as more jets of cum are fired out of his cock as his whole body explodes. We're lost now. Lost in wave after wave of sensation and lust. Our bodies convulsing with each jolt of sexual release. Finally, our consciousness starts to return, panting, giggling, growling our satisfaction as we start to breathe normally again, grinning from ear to ear, and knowing that this really is as good as it gets. That each time I do this is just as good, if not better. And he feels it too. He fucking loves it. And that just makes it even better. So, the next time you're with your partner, your wife, whoever you're with, and she goes down on you, starts to suck you, just remember what I've told you. And maybe, just maybe, she loves it just as much I do. I hope so. For your sake and for hers, I truly hope so.